This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Here we are, Talk of Asian Marketing, and today we're going out to see some kind of new retailing development in Taiwan and in Asia. And here behind us is a place in Taichung City called Tiger City. Why it's called Tiger City? Well, we can go in, we can look at some of the little toys. They have a little icon. They try to do the whole branding thing. It catches on fast. It's a very Western idea. And I think, Stephen, this is kind of comes down from Taipei, where we have Taipei Dongqi area.
Yeah, yeah. It's a east district of the Taipei City.
A lot of shopping, yeah. Movie theaters.
Uh-huh.
Now,
and department stores.
Department stores, of course, cannot go without department stores. And just one block from here is a huge department store. Two blocks from there is another department store. A lot of department stores around here. Now, I always think about movie theaters in Taiwan, about my experience back in the 80s, James. Mm-hmm. When I first came here, there was one big movie theater in Taichung City. And when you go in there, it always made me feel like I'm in the Soviet Union. It was a huge theater. And, you know, it's got the carpets going down and the big velvet.
Oh,
you know,
big red carpet, yeah, was it? Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, yes.
And the
fantastic.
big velvet covered chairs, you know, belt covered chairs.
The really comfy kind of seats, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a little bit dirty and not kept up too good. And we would watch the movies and you could never hear the sound good. And they always had it turned down too low. And I also remember James Bond. I was here during the time they had James Bond. And they were still editing the films then.
Yes.
And so I think one woman took off her shirt and they put the big, you know, right? But things have changed a lot.
Yeah.
But it's really only recently. Yeah. So now we have a place like Tiger City in Taipei Warner.
Well, in fact, you can just see just behind us actually there, they've got the new movies coming out.
Yep, yeah. They got the big signs here.
Yes.
So right now in Taichung, in Taipei, in Tainan, we can go to some of these kinds of department stores or these kind of shopping areas and see some really nice movie theaters. In the kind of Western sense, you won't really notice much difference.
Well, it'll be interesting once we get inside. And I mean, to go back to the point of getting in nice and easy, we see lined up behind us rows of scooters, and in fact this is sort of not peak time and we're standing in plenty of other space for scooter parking.
With scooters,
you just pull off the main road, just come straight in. It's real convenient again.
I think a key point is that the demographic for this kind of place is young people,
yeah,
very young. In fact, they could be even junior high school kids come over shopping a little bit.
Teenagers.
Yeah. It's a teenager group.
Tweens and teenagers.
Twenty-somethings.
Yeah. Now, when you go in, surprisingly, a lot of the prices are really high.
Yeah.
The restaurant, there's Chili's, I think, in here. I can't afford to go eating there very much. Kind of like a Friday's kind of style. Overpriced. But the movie theater is an okay price. It's fairly reasonable.
Yeah.
Now, there is one thing they have in this movie theater. I don't know if you've seen this before. They actually advertise on television and in flyers that you can reserve a seat in the movie theater.
Yes.
And you get a special seat that has partitions for you and your friends.
Second half.
Exactly. And they will bring a bottle of wine or champagne.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. And you have a little table that you can eat it on. And it's a special kind of service. Have you heard about these at all?
No. It's kind of like cinema, right?
Yep. It's kind of like a KTV, but it's not one room. You're in a movie theater style.
Yes.
But you're each group, each couple.
So it, the back is covered as well. It's got a little door, has it as well?
You're facing the screen.
Yeah.
And people are around you, but it's just partitioned enough.
You've got that little bit of private space.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Back to the early 80s or then 70s, there were a lot of coffee shops like this one. With the high base seat, you know.
So you can't see over it. Yeah.
And the lighting is very
sort of dim and low.
This layout is similar to the the open area, driving theater in the United States. I mean the same idea for the young couples.
Because that's always a big problem, isn't it, for young couples who want a little bit of private kind of space. So that kind of really calls
to
that.
When you're in a city like this, almost anywhere in Taiwan, and Tokyo is the same way, Japan's the same way, you just have no personal space.
You don't, because particularly at home, often it's the extended family at home, so there's no real space, there's no closed doors, everyone's on top of each other, so there's that real call for a little bit of space where you can go and have a little quiet moment for the second part, shall we say.
Yeah, so here you pay a little bit extra, you can have your little space in the movie theater. So
sure,
the demographic they're shooting for is very much that younger demographic. We're going to switch places and look around, maybe you can see some of the people walking through. It's that very young demographic. But Stephen, I am a little bit surprised and interested. What do you think about this price situation? Because the shopping in there really does seem expensive to me.
Mm-hmm.
We can go to a department store, and of course you have the expectation of that expensiveness. Mm-hmm. And then the department store also have their special sales and their sale floor. But here you don't get that. So how do we, you know, what's the demographic you think? Were you having young people, early 20s, and even teenagers, and coming here with these high prices?
I think in my opinion the purchasing power of the Taiwanese young people is not so low. They got a lot of pocket money, and in the meantime they got a lot of part-time jobs. Sometimes they do not go to the school, but go for a walk.
This is a bit of a problem lately.
Yes.
Yeah, we get a lot of. In fact, we had some parents at my school complain. They said that their students are home more than they're at school.
Uh-huh. And besides, their parents also provide the credit card.
Cash card.
So that's a big deal now.
We were talking about that with the language show, on the Chinese show, the Georgian Mary card. That's a cash card.
And mum and dad just charge it up, don't they? Yeah.
Well, here also the banks are easy to go after any money you owe from your family.
Yes.
I don't think that's so true in the West. Here you can run up a debt and your family's still responsible for you. Whereas in the West, mom and dad would just say, it's not my problem.
Yes, once you reach that legal age of responsibility, it's your debt in the UK. Whereas over here, of course, the extended family, that's how the banks see it too, isn't it?
So this is, if you come to Taiwan, or you come to Hong Kong, you come to China, especially places like Shanghai, I think, you can see these places kind of easy.
Yes.
And I think we want to emphasize, people have a lot of places they go. I don't think this is the main place to go. Like my daughter, when she was in high school, they came here maybe once in a semester. It's kind of a special going out, you know.
Yes.
It's not something they go to always. They go to the night market, they go to other places, but this is once in a while. So be careful, don't confuse it with the main street.
Yes, this is a...
And for the teenagers, coming here is a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
It's a ritual for them. So they have to come once or twice, couples of months.
Yeah, exactly.
They
run out of money
every few months, isn't it? It's not a daily thing. Whereas the night market, we'll see later in that, is something that's much more of a...
Every week. Okay, let's go around and take a look at some of the decorations, some of the service gate, very interesting, and take a look over here. Okay. Talk of Asian marketing, and we're continuing our visit to Tiger City. A very up-to-date kind of westernized situation, retailing service scape.
Sure.
Something a little bit different though than in the West, and Stephen was just talking about it, is this huge space we have here.
Stephen,
you want to elaborate on that? Why this big space?
Okay, this Open space is for two things. The first one is for the event marketing.
Event marketing, we can see right behind us a big stage. And this is usually used on the weekends.
Yes.
They'll have a band or some kind of activity, and this whole area will be packed with young people.
Yeah. And so, the second one is for the socialization activity of the customers. The customer can stand here or sit there waiting for their friends or family.
To come through. It's
like
interesting
here,
actually,
the Starbucks, they have the table down and everything, yeah.
And it's interesting, it's kind of a universal design, isn't
yes.
it? That we're talking about, you see it in Tainan,
yes.
you see it here, you see it up north. They always have this space for these big events and people just to get together and group together.
Yeah, I think more in the West you'd have a closed mall,
right.
and if you have an event, it's inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but here you really get a lot more of that space. I think it would be very hard to get people packed inside.
Yeah,
very
sure,
convenient.
Sure. Yes, I mean, the ones I think of back home, the Blue Waters, which is a big shopping mart mm-hmm. in the South. It's the largest one in Europe, in fact. It's just surrounded by a car park and everything is inside.
Yeah. And just echoing the talk show we have ever, this kind of the event marketing can attract the passerby to come in.
Yeah, it's just beautiful. It opens onto the street, doesn't it?
Yes.
So people can really see what's going on. They can see this stage just here. It's the same in Tainan. It opens right out. You can really draw
You're
people
right
in.
Right on the road there, and the people just come right
people
in.
People in. Yeah.
This is all that zone hour effect we talk so much about.
Yes.
And so it just draw people right in. I also think it harks back to, you know, you've got this big horseshoe design kind of. I mean, it's very typical for Chinese houses to be designed this way too.
Yes.
So people just feel very comfortable. It's like a courtyard kind of
thing.
Right. Even though it's not a traditional retailing situation at all. It's not that at all. We're going to go in, take a look around. We'll take consumer cam around with us at another time and take some shots and look around.
Good.
You can see on the first floor, we got a Starbucks. We have an ice cream place. And we have some other snacks and some food when you walk in. I think if you were to stop here and walk in here, you would think that this is really, you know, on par with something you'd find in the UK.
Oh, indeed.
In Shanghai, in Hong Kong, or in the US. A little bit smaller scale, though.
Yes,
the
that's
stores
right.
are still
They're still small. Lots of
tiny.
Small units inside the big space, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go take a look inside.
Yep, let's go inside.
Okay.
This is Talk of Asian Marketing with a special emphasis on localized Chinese consumer behavior. Thank you.